clothes. Well, one thing that comes to mind back at then, you'd buy flour, 24-pound bags of flour, and they come with imprinted on the cloth, nice printing that made a nice shirt, or ladies made them a dress or a skirt out of it. And then we wore sacks. We wore shirts made out of guano sacks, fertilizer sacks. Mm-hmm. And any way you could do to make do with what you had, you just didn't go and buy any extras.
Mm-hmm. How far were y'all out from New Brighton? How many miles?
3 miles.
3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all go in there on the
weekend? We went in there most Saturday afternoons we would go.
You didn't have electricity after that time, did you?
Didn't have electricity, didn't have any lines out there. But we were glad to see them. That was progress. We bought us a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. We had an ice box. And before then, the ice truck would come around twice a week. But we didn't always buy ice. It's just when we could get up 20 cents for a hunk of ice, you know, and it would last 2 or 3 days. And, but it was nice to get that electric refrigerator. That was real progress when the rural electrification came through the rural sections of Alabama.